Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, it is time now to dim the lights and settle in once again. Welcome to the Soul Lounge. Indeed, I am the Lady DJ, as always. Very glad to be here with you and really excited about the show this week. We've been doing a lot of throwbacks over the last couple of weeks. This week, though, we are going to focus on new music. I've got the new one from Aloe Black on the way. Also, Kiki Wyatt is coming up. I've got new music from Trey Songz and Chris Brown as well, and an artist that I just discovered this week that I want to share with you, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. We are going to start off, though, with a young sister that was here in the Washington, D.C. area where the Voice of America is located a couple of weeks back. It was for a huge international festival, and she was here with Ludacris and TLC, as well as a number of other artists and bands. I'm talking about Estelle, originally from the U.K. It's been a while since we've heard from her, but she has a new album that's going to be coming out on November the 4th. She's going to title it True Romance, and she says the album follows her journey back to love, which kind of sounds like she's been going through some things. And if you really listen to the lyrics of this first single called Conqueror, well, I think you'd probably assume the same. So why don't we just go ahead and get started? Here is Estelle with Conqueror inside the Soul Lounge.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down. Going in circles, trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out. Where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes.
Music is the language of the soul.
You are listening to The Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ. Music from Taylor McFerrin. It's called My Queen, featuring Vincent Parker. I'll admit, when I first heard that song, it sort of took me back to the beginnings of Neo Soul. I love that cut. By the way, Taylor McFerrin is the eldest son of the legendary Bobby McFerrin. You know, Don't Worry, Be Happy. In fact, Taylor started his recording career singing backup for his dad and then went on to become his own artist. He's a DJ, a keyboardist. Of course, he's a beatboxist. He beatboxes, kind of like what his dad was doing, you know, before we called it that. And he's a producer, and he's been releasing music on and off since about 2006. But this year, he released his very first full-length album called Early Riser. That came out back in June. And originally, he was going to sing on the entire album. He didn't want to release it to anyone, but then realized that sometimes you can just kind of let the reins go and see what other folks can do. So he got a UK singer by the name of Vincent Parker to actually do the vocals on that song, My Queen. And I think it was a really good decision. All right, so we're going to move on. Another brother representing for Neo Soul. You know this guy, Allo Black. Most of us first heard of him when he did the Avicii song, but he's been in the business for quite some time. But here's the interesting thing. He went to school for linguistics and psychology. Music was really just a hobby for him. He said that he was really more interested in studying the power of language and how to use it in leadership positions, how to use language for good. And that's exactly what he does in his songwriting. And you can certainly hear it in this next cut, which is called Love is the Answer. It's Allo Black inside the Soul Lounge.
Hearts everywhere, from stepping on up, we don't care. Somebody tell me what we gon' do. Even though it's plenty to share, people hungry in the streets, it ain't fair. But you don't think about it until it's you. Now I'm gon' say how I feel, and what I wanna say is love's the only thing that's real. Thing that's real. I won't tell you.
inside the Soul Lounge.
Wyatt inside the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ. That song called Fall in Love. Now, this the voice may sound familiar. The name may sound familiar, but you're thinking, I can't quite place it. Well, when she was just 15 years old, it's been a while now, she had that huge song with Avant, My First Love, which was the remake of the Renee and Angelo hit. And that's when we first heard about her. Now, like many R&B artists with voices like that, because she's got this huge, big, soulful voice, she grew up in the church singing gospel music. In fact, she was first recorded on singing a gospel song, but then she eventually hooked up with some folks in the R&B world and tried for years to get put on. She had that song and then had some bad luck in her career and in her relationships and kind of disappeared. Then in 2012, Kiki White was cast in an American reality show called R&B Divas, and that kind of brought her star to shine a bit. And now she's back in the studio. The song you just heard is from the Kiki EP. And then next year, she's going to be releasing a song called My Name is Kiki Wyatt. All right, coming up next, we are checking the charts. And at the top of the charts, Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake. That should be no surprise to you. So since they're at the top, they are next. You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Dance. Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back. It is the Lady DJ, and we are still having a great time inside the Soul Lounge on this, the second part of the show. We're going to hear more new music. I told you, full of new music today. We are Trey Songz coming up. We've got the latest from Chris Brown, another cut from Mariah Carey's new album. She's just releasing single after single, trying to get one latch on, and so we'll see if this is the one. Also, music from DJ Cassidy and Robin Thicke on the way. But I want to start off with an artist who has been recording since, 1998, but I just discovered her literally yesterday when someone walked into my office and said, "Have you ever heard of this singer named Somi?" I said, "Absolutely not. Who is she? She looks really nice on the cover. Let me take a listen." Well, she is of Rwandan and Ugandan descent. She was born in the United States while her father was studying and then moved back to Africa, Zambia to be exact, and then came back to study. She has degrees in anthropology and African studies, but she has a master's degree from the New York University's Tisch School of the Arts, which is a big school. And since she's been in the business, she's been very well known for her business acumen. Apparently, this woman is like one of the most incredible minds in the music business, but she's got a gorgeous voice. And she released a new album. This is her fourth album, I believe, called The Lagos Music Saloon, and or Salon, I think. And so I listened to it and I fell in love with every single song, and I could not figure out which one to play first. But I thought, since we usually kind of do a hip hop cut around this time, I'll just pick the one that actually features one of our favorite hip hop artists here inside the Soul Lounge, Common. So this is Somi featuring Common. The song is called When Rivers Cry.
Niger, Senegal, Congo, Orange, Limpopo, Zambezi.
Crushing plastic, moving windows, tossing bottles dry. I can't get past it, waste and dust still choking road and sky. The trees remember days of plenty before rivers cried. Now they cry,
sell tell a story of God's reign and glory. Pay homage to the land of those that came before me. The land of the mother and the first man discovered. Look overseas and see waters that are troubled. The bridge, somewhere in the truth and the kids. Somewhere in the spirit of the kids, the truth lives. I died many times, many lives just to live again. Contemplating on where my life and the river blends. I was ignorant to the earth and what we did to it. Never seek to find, yeah, I hid from it. So when the rivers cried, I never felt the sentiment. Until the hurricanes, that's when I caught wind of it. My pop said the hurricanes was the ancestors, reminding us of who we are and our transgressions. Lessons of the mother and the waves. I'm the sun reflecting the earth these days.
Green belts tug at the nooks and valleys of our beasts and times. Short-sighted leaders flush with irony and oil mines. Eroding shorelines lap at memory while the rivers cry. Now they cry,
Her name is Somi. The song, the Lagos, or the album, the Lagos Music Salon, When Rivers Cry, featuring Common inside the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ, and I gotta tell you something. You know, I'm old school. You know, I have an old soul. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, the home of Motown, and so I grew up listening to that music and listening to R&B like Anita Baker and Luther Vandross and Freddie Jackson, Whitney Houston, you know, those big voices, folks like that. So it takes a lot for one of these young cats to really catch my attention and my ear. You know, when they talk about love songs and R&B, okay, maybe. Well, this next artist definitely was able to catch my ear. He did just that. And apparently I'm not the only one, because his latest album, Trigger, right now is sitting at the top of the American Billboard charts, which blew everyone away. And he released a couple of singles, which are doing very, very well on the hip-hop charts, and then also on the adult R&B chart, which is pretty big for a young brother like Trey Songz. So this one steadily climbing, and I'm going to predict it's probably going to get real close to the top. This is a hot song. Here is the latest from his number one album. This song is called What's Best For You. It's Trey Songz inside the Soul Lounge.
Hard for me. It's not about who's right or wrong. No, if it's how it's supposed to, really supposed to be, then this love will carry on. Girl, if we leave how we began, then just know what's best for you. It's not what's good for me. It's not about what I want, but it's all about what you need. I want what's best for you, but I don't want you to leave. It's not about what I want, but it's all about what you need. I want what's best for you. 'Cause you're the sweetest thing I know. It's not about what I
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
The latest from Chris Brown, it's called New Flame, inside the Soul Lounge, featuring Usher. You heard Usher's voice there. And then, of course, Rick Ross giving us some bars. Was that 16 bars? It was close to 16 bars from Rick Ross. Anyway, as you know, Chris Brown recently was released from jail. He spent some time there and literally ran to the studio to put the finishing touches on his album X. We've been waiting over a year for this album to come out. He said this year is the year. We will see it in 2014. And some of the blogs are reporting that he will actually tour this year behind that album. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out with his probation, but we're just going to figure it will. And perhaps at some point before it's all said and done, you may see Chris Brown wherever you are. Anyway, he is in the studio. Recently, he's been photographed working with Drake, which was very interesting because, as you know, they had a little trouble with one another a while back. And then he's also been in the studio with Justin Bieber. of all people. So, yeah, he's getting it done. Anyway, the song is called New Flame. If you like that one, you can let me know. Why don't you tweet me? I am at VOA Lady DJ. And if you have a request, especially if you're in the old school like I am, I'd love to get that on for you. All right, we're going to move on. Mariah Carey, The Elusive Chanteuse. So the album has been out for a while. She's been dropping single after single after single, trying to get herself a number one. This next one is her latest attempt. It is a song featuring DC-based rapper Wale, who happens to be one of my favorites right now. I'm going to say it's probably the most solid track on the album, so I want you to take a listen and let me know. It's called You Don't Know What to Do. It's Mariah Carey featuring Wale inside the Soul Lounge.
What you gonna do with it? If I hit it, I bet you stuck stupid. Sucking your teeth, don't fuck up my mood. I'm trying to give it all to you. I can understand it's things we go through. Put C's on your back, let's see this here through. And we could be as high as receipts from Nobu, but I gotta get it out of you. She said, lay, throw a ring on it. She don't let you let she put your whole name on it. Getting money at this age is hard, not that they and I act the way when all the pretty girls are you when you stay present.
I miss sure I'm past as much as you miss me. You used to act so tough, with insecurity. Now that I found myself, you're aching to be mine. Can't even up yourself, I'm playing the fool each night. Ooh, how I love you. Ooh, how I needed you. Ooh, boy, I feel brand new. Ooh, since you turned me.
In its school, take your bags and go, boo. Never mind all of the flexing I do. Balenciaga got me two stepping on smooth. Never will I lower my standards, my boo. I can show you where attendance like Sampras on cue. That's kind of funny because love still mean lose. Unless we kill a racket and back and forth move. Somehow you keep showing you act, I see do it. Did you catch it all? All a girl need is respect and I do it. Never catch feelings because Jax is my fuel. Giuseppe, my foot, my sweat's beating new. So sexy and sweating me, bet you ain't new.
have a good time and just dance a little bit inside the show lounge. That was called Calling All Hearts. DJ Cassidy, that's his cut. It's from the album Paradise Royale, and it features Jesse J, a Canadian vocalist. And then you also heard Robin Thicke, who, has been all over the news recently for some very unfortunate reasons. You know, he and his wife are estranged. He released an album called Paula that he designed with hopes of getting her back and probably selling a few cuts, a few records there. Well, neither seems to have happened. So Paula, 24,000 units in the U.S. on the debut week. Not good. I think he, what was it before? 177,000 units of Blurred Lines actually sold. So that just gives you a comparison there. Only 530 period in the UK. So that wasn't very good for him. Speaking of Blurred Lines, though, there was a silver lining, at least to that cloud, and that you may remember that Marvin Gaye's family was suing him, claiming that he unfairly sampled or copied a song from Marvin Gaye and used it in Blurred Lines. Well, he settled that lawsuit with the help of his label, Sony. It was found that, in fact, it was original. So that has seemed to all gone away. So there it is. No comment on that. But anyway, at least that's one thing he's winning, because everything else seems to be not being very well or going very well for him. So anyway, you know what? I guess it's time for me to begin to shut things down. You can hang out for a little while longer. In fact, I want you to do that, because coming up as we close things out, one of my favorite artists of all time. I can't wait until she releases some new music. This is, I believe, a remix of a song that was on her first album. She reigns from Philadelphia, which is why we like to call her Jilly from Philly. This is one of my favorite songs. It's called A Long Walk. So I'm going to check you out next week. Please make sure that until we meet again, you take care of yourselves and each other. All right. Peace.
Maybe we could take a long walk. Maybe we could take a long walk. Maybe we could take a long walk. Maybe we could. You're here, I'm pleased. I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see. What a king's supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, shit out situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about so right. 118. Your background ain't squeak clean. Sometimes y'all gotta swim upstream. You ain't no saint, all the sinner. But you put your good foot down to make your soul the winner. I respect that, man, you're so fat. And you're all that, plus supreme. And you're humble, baby. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, shit out situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Revelation 3:17. Maybe we can see a movie, or maybe we can see a play on Saturday. Maybe we can roll a tree for a breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe we can chill and just be. Maybe, maybe we can take a cruise and listen to the booms. Maybe get some bashful food. Maybe cry to the blues.